There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome into our rundown of what's going on. All right, scientists are here. Jennifer Horn, scientist extraordinaire. Ken Kessler, and Richie will be in. Here's the story of Kurt Busch. Do you know who Kurt Busch is?
Yeah, in the driver.
NASCAR driver.
Mm-hmm.
All right. According to Mr. Busch, his ex-girlfriend, lady named Patricia Driscoll, is a hired killer.
What?
Who was sent on covert missions around the globe. People tell me I'm crazy, but I lived on the inside of this and I saw it firsthand, he said. He was in court over a no-contact order issued by Ms. Driscoll aimed at him.
Wow.
Bush claims that while they were in El Paso, she left in camouflage gear and returned in a trench coat that was covered in a bloodied evening gown. It was covering up a bloodied evening gown. He says that she showed him pictures of bodies full of gunshot wounds.
Oh.
And that she was one of the inspirations for a character in Zero Dark Thirty. Driscoll says that his claims are ludicrous and straight from a fictional movie script that she was working on.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I believe him.
You believe him?
Yep.
Are there women around who do that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. They're hired killers. Oh, of course.
Really?
I think so.
In movies.
Wouldn't you? Come on. What? Where would those movie people get the idea?
Well, did they create them? Life imitating art or the
and
other
even
way
around? If they did create them, then the government would say, that's not a bad idea. Let's do it.
Ah, okay, let's do that. Ticketmaster says it will offer refunds for the Bill Cosby shows in Denver. He's still scheduled to perform despite protests there. More than 3,000 tickets have been sold for two shows that are scheduled for Saturday. There's an organization called Turn Back Cosby that has planned a protest outside of the Buell Theater at the same time. So isn't there some woman that's going to court? I think she's here in Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken, over a 2008 claim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cosby had his way, and so what's going on with that? Anybody know?
She met with detectives yesterday.
Yeah.
And is looking to file charges. They say this falls within the statute of limitations.
What is it? What is it? 10 years? Seven? No, it's 7 years, right?
Yeah.
So it would just be within that statute of limitations? Yeah.
Man, you know...
What?
I keep going back and forth. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm off the bandwagon. I was kind of
back on. You mean as far as being supportive of him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Time heals all wounds.
The reason I say that is that there's a story that's been floating around about Beverly Johnson, who's one of the models that just came out after, I think after Janice Dickinson, Beverly Johnson came out and said she, too, was a victim of Cosby. And now her manager's on the tour saying she's lying, that that wasn't true, that he knew that she was making that up and fabricating the story.
Huh.
So I don't know. Who knows?
Wow. All right. Here's the news from Disney.
Yes.
The Federal Aviation. Yes.
In other news.
Buck stuck in Disney. In other news. The FAA says that they are stopping people from flying over the two Disney World and Disneyland parks.
I understand.
Flight restrictions put into effect, urging Congress to pass this. Disney lobbyists were on the job. The no-fly zone now is only in existence over Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fly too close to the National Mall, you know, that kind of stuff. But now, supporters of Disney's no-fly zone say the parks deserve special protection because of the large crowds they attract. Is Disney, in and of itself, responsible for the largest groups of people together in that smaller place in the country? Are there other places? What about the Mall
of America?
Right.
Could be one.
Shouldn't that be a no-fly zone?
You know, sadly, that's the new reality. I don't think it's a terrible idea to not let planes go overhead. I think that that's probably safe. I mean, when you think about it, especially Disney World, how big that place is and how many people it attracts.
Mm-hmm. The Family Policy Network suing the government because they wouldn't authorize a plane to fly a banner over Walt Disney World during Gay Day.
Hmm.
The Family Policy Network, opposed to the gay lifestyle, wanted to run a banner. How they have those banners on the back of planes, fly them over. I don't know what the banner was going to say, but they were not issued the authority.
You're fabulous.
All right, speaking of flying,
yes.
Who heard the story this week? The plane that only had two passengers.
Oh, I did, and it's awesome.
Yeah. One New York-bound passenger thought that he was getting the private plane treatment. Boarded a flight, realized he was the only one on at the moment. The man's name is Chris O'Leary. Started tweeting about his amazement before the plane took off, saying he got a personalized safety briefing and a one-on-one rundown from the captain about the flight.
I love that. How fun would that be? You would geek out on it,
yeah.
Too.
Well, I've been on planes when they were, I think the least was a flight from Boston to L.A. I took on Christmas 1 year or New Year's Eve. It was 14 people on the plane.
Wow.
I think that's the...
I think I remember that. Yeah. That wasn't that long ago. And
no,
I think
it was
that was New Year's
ago.
Eve, yeah.
Yeah, was it New Year's Eve?
I think
yeah.
So.
Right. Anyway, the plane pushed off from the gate, and then the guy got concerned because he went back to the gate. But the reason he went back to the gate was to pick up a second passenger. So there were two people on this flight on a regional jet to carry 76. It was out of Cleveland, going to New York, I think, wasn't it, Kenny? Something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway, that story at DougStephan.com. One of the things that I find most interesting, yesterday in gossip, I was looking at one of the gossip sheets while I was sitting waiting for some people to join me for breakfast, and it was sort of a follow-up on the Ann Curry, Matt Lauer thing, because yesterday we were talking here about Ann Curry leaving officially the NBC News organization and going out on her own. And so this gossip was about Matt Lauer and Ann Curry actually not speaking to each other for years. When she was axed, she was quite bitter about it. There's no question about that. She blamed Matt. They never made up after the firing. He believes the way she handled it made him look terrible, while she believes Matt played a major role in her downfall.
I'll tell you what, they're both right.
Say that again.
I think they're both right. I mean, I think that
he
the chemistry wasn't there, so I
right.
think he was not happy with her.
Yep.
And then I think she also handled it. I mean, it was very public. Anytime you start crying on TV, it's going to get attention, and it does make the other guy look bad. So
right.
I think they're both right in some respect.
Well, but come on. Why is a grown-up part
look, it's a business, you know, and we know, Doug, how important chemistry is, and sometimes you either have it or you don't, and when you're kind of the anchor star, which Matt Lauer is, I don't blame him for wanting to work with someone with chemistry, because think about it. When you've had to, I mean, you and I have excellent chemistry. But think about what a hard job it is when you do a radio show or a TV show with someone that there's just no click with. It's like, it feels like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders to try to make something entertaining when you don't have something fun to kind of play off of. So
yeah.
I understand it. I mean, I kind of get where he's coming from. I don't think he should be vilified for wanting to put out the best possible product. But at the same time, you know, maybe NBC should have handled it differently. How's that?
Well, they're grown-ups. You'd think no matter what the circumstances, there'd been a better, the whole thing was a mess. And I think that it hasn't done. NBC is still number two in the morning, are they not? I think people don't forget that stuff.
I think that's right. And I also think, you know, people start looking around when there seems to be trouble. In the morning, I think people want to be happy. When there seems like there's trouble brewing, mm-hmm. I think maybe that's when they open up and go, well, maybe we'll see what else is out there. And then maybe they like it and stick around.
All right, in a moment, stick around for the story of a fatwa been issued by a Saudi religious scholar you'll be amazed who is the focus of the fatwa. And I'm not talking about that kind of fatwa. This is a different kind of fatwa.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Elsa? Do you wanna build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see.
All right, so here's a clue.
Out the door.
To the problems because of a fatwa issued by a Saudi religious scholar named Muhammad Salah al-Minjada. The scholar bans the creation of snowmen, saying it's too Western. It's not permitted to make a statue out of snow, even by way of play and fun, says the fatwa. After a snowstorm on the Arab Peninsula, children started building snow camels. Not a lot of snow over there in the first place, and so instead of snowmen, they built snow camels. This was what inspired the fatwa. Supporters of the fatwa say the creation of snowmen or snow camels is a crude imitation of the West. It has no value in our traditions. Those who are fascinated by the West should emulate their inventions and sciences, not their culture.
Yeah.
The camels built in the northern part of Saudi Arabia they were what they said was a nod to local culture. That is, snow instead of snowman, they snow a snow camel. We've had snow for fleeting days, maybe even hours. Always someone who wants to rob us of joy and fun. Amazing. And then 21 after the hour.
Think some companies over. I started talking.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Laura Harris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This week that Ed Sheeran and Janelle Monáe are going to perform at a Stevie Wonder tribute, Songs in the Key of Life, an All-Star Grammy salute, the 10th of next month. The concert takes place 2 days after the 57th Annual Grammy Awards. Also participating is Usher.
Peace up! Hey, sound.
This is so my iPod. Usher and Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
Guess this is despite my demo.
Oh, I love it. How can you sing still?
How can I sit still?
Yeah.
It's easy. My back is so far.
Well.
I also,
you know what?
Pay tribute to Stevie Wonder on the 10th of February as Coldplay's Chris Martin. Selecting this music instead of Kara, would have had my favorite Coldplay song. There. Crank that one up.
I wanted to make you ask for it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. Crank it up, Richie. Nobody's quite yet figured out how to what's the meaning of this song. But anyway. So we have Willie Nelson, Usher, and Chris Martin paying tribute to Stevie Wonder in this concert. Tickets for the tribute show are on sale now. Be here in L.A. in the Nokia Theater, Jennifer. and then become a two-hour special on CBS.
What are the tickets for that thing going to cost?
I would check it out. I wouldn't mind going. I'm going to be here on the 16th of February. Unless it's crazy.
I'm thinking you're paying $500 plus.
$500?
Oh, for all that celebrity?
Just to get in the door.
Really?
I don't care where the seat is. Sitting at the hot dog stand out in the hallways, you're going to pay $500.
I think you're right.
Jen, will you check it out?
Well, sure, I'll look it up, yep.
What the heck the deal is? Because that would be kind of a swell show to go to.
The deal is, though, if you go, you have to take me too.
Okay.
No way Joe Public walks up to the ticket box and buys a ticket for that.
You can get you all inside.
Where's it going to be? What's the venue?
About 6,000 seats in the Nokia.
Yeah. Small.
No. Yeah. It's all inside.
Nobody's getting a seat.
Nope.
Really?
Not unless you know somebody.
Really? Oh, well. I know you, Jennifer.
I'll work on it, Dougie.
Huh?
I'm connected. I'll have my people call you.
Isn't Shatner, isn't he done a Stevie Wonder knockoff album?
Yeah,
I'm sure that gets right in the front door of this one.
Yeah. Well, let's see, who else? We aren't connected to Willie Nelson in any way. We aren't connected to Usher. We aren't connected to Coldplay, so we're not connected to Stevie Wonder. Richie says that's the only way you get through the door. Do you find how much the tickets are, Jen?
No, I can't yet. Mm-hmm. I'm Googling and working.
Stevie Wonder has been awarded 25 Grammys during his career.
Dougie, we can afford this.
How much?
$65, $85, $95, or
$150. Sign up. Richie, you weren't right.
VIP package,
$395.
Really? All right. I'm going to try to buy tickets
right now. I would buy them, yeah. Buy them now.
Yeah, you think after we talk about it, they'll all be gone?
I think they're already gone.
You think so? Yeah. Richie, why are you so up today? 28 after on good day.
Sad.
Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morning win.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Now 33 at the hour, Doug Stephan Dudley to his friends, neighbors, and fans. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here on the Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a few minutes to talk about how you can stop worrying. In the meantime, back to the arrest of this 20-year-old character in Ohio who supposedly was plotting to blow up the Capitol and shoot everybody who came out. I think there's a reason to believe this may have been a put-up or set-up job. Not that he's not capable of doing something, but whether he was capable or he was just handy reminds me of a story regarding a fellow named Chauncey Wright, who has an IQ of 54 that did not stop undercover agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms from paying him a small sum of money to set up illegal gun and drug deals in Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
His low IQ didn't stop them from charging Wright with federal drug and gun violations after they were finished using him. He was sentenced to 6 months house arrest, 4 years probation for his role in the sting. The judge said things actually worked out well for Mr. Wright. Quote, if there's one shining light in the ATF undercover operation, it's you getting the medical treatment you needed. You've been neglected for a long time. So this is a good way for you to get attention, to get arrested after being put into a phony sting. There you go, Bill. Your tax dollars at work.
This is that slippery slope I was talking about yesterday where we, like the precogs in Minority Report, where intent is enough to put somebody, this guy was searching something online, we knew he wanted to do this because of his posts on Facebook or something we found on his computer. He never did anything, but his intent was there, so we arrested him. Now it goes
goes another step further to where they find out about your intent, and then they come in and help you get to that place where you wanted to be. They fake a contact, and they sell you the supplies. They sell you the plane ticket to Syria. They set you up with this, and then they arrest you. But you probably were a moron and would have never gotten anywhere without the FBI's help.
Right.
So this guy had a 54 IQ.
Right. Where is that line of somebody who's actually dangerous and was going to do something,
and somebody in morality
just had some weird thoughts in their mind, and we helped them get there?
Yep. Now, I'm not saying one way or another whether this guy that got arrested yesterday is somebody from that same cloth, but I'd say you can make a pretty good argument on both sides. Here's another story.
And who's the precog who's determining which ones get set up and which ones don't?
Right. The let's see here. Monterey County, California. Officials agree to pay $2.5 million to settle a civil rights lawsuit brought by the family of Rogelio Serrato. Sheriff's SWAT team threw a flashbang grenade. I don't even know what that is. What's a flashbang?
Flashbang is the one that makes a lot of noise and just it doesn't do a lot of damage. But I think the flashbang is like the
it makes smoke and it makes it like an explosion that doesn't really kill anybody or do anything.
Right, well, the SWAT team threw this grenade into his home, started a fire. This guy got burned to death in the house. Deputies were looking for suspects in a shooting.
The flashbang must have hit him directly.
They determined that Serrato had nothing to do with the crime, the shooting. They went into the wrong house. He was unarmed. So the county has to pay the family $2.5 million.
So this is that Tom Selleck movie where they went into the wrong house and he went to jail for it.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Speaking of jail, I saw a stat. And there's it's an interesting number, 2.4 million. It's something that came, Rand Paul, as some of you know, is someone I find intriguing in terms of being in sync with many people who are weary of government in our country. So this number, how many Americans behind bars at the moment, caught my attention. This is a hidden issue that, thanks to Rand Paul, now at least is getting some light. You may or may not know this number. 2.5 million people. 2.5 million Americans are behind bars. The prison population is four times today what it was in 1980. According to the International Center for Prison Studies, America has the highest incarceration rate in the world. 7 inmates per 100,000 citizens. Senator Paul, wanting to change that, has joined forces with Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont to offer legislation that would soften mandatory sentences that eliminate judicial discretion when it comes to jail terms. So now it's interesting, though. How many people realized that 7 inmates per 1,000 citizens was the incarceration rate in our country? Did you know that?
Did I mention this to you about now that pot is being legalized so many places and it's so easy to get, and the quality of pot that's made here in America is better than what you can get from the Mexican cartel, that now the cartel has upped their production of meth and heroin.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Because so many people are addicted to prescription drugs, and that's kind of the street version of a prescription drug, like an OxyContin or something like that. You can get heroin instead for $10 instead of buying one for $80 a pill, you know?
All right, so here's another item of interest from the police blotter. Story at DougStephan.com about a North Carolina man who was shot after his wife mistook him for a home intruder when he was trying to surprise her with breakfast in bed.
Oh, no.
Soldier Zia Zegul returned home unannounced to surprise his wife Tiffany with breakfast after she thought he'd gone to work. The police say the alarm sounded and Ms. Tiffany, who was in bed at the time, thought that there was an intruder. She shot through the closed bedroom door and her husband was hit in the chest. He was able to walk and talk after taking a bullet, has since been released from the hospital and returned home. He told reporters, "I'm good." The wife was questioned by the police, who say she may have been alarmed by recent break-ins in the area. I'm looking, but we're going to get to Joy in a moment. How to stop worrying is her focus. How many people are worried about their telephone bill? Have you looked? This is a page out of the Rich McFadden scrapbook.
How many taxes there are on there?
Look at the number of taxes. This is a refresher course. Richie wants you to look at your pay stub so you see how much money you're paying in taxes. I want you to look at your telephone bill to see what you're paying in taxes. Every once in a while, I actually look at this and go bananas.
Yeah, you see that Al Gore fine or fee, right?
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Federal access recovery charge. Federal subscriber line charge. Interstate access port. Federal excise tax. California utility users tax. Public Utilities Commission fund to support those who don't have phones. 9/11 state tax. California Relay Service and Communication Devices Fund. California Teleconnect Fund. Surcharge on California Teleconnect.
I know, don't you love that?
Wow.
California Universal Lifeline Telephone Service Fund. California High Cost of Service Fund.
You notice a lot of these have one thing in common?
Wait.
California. Yes.
California High Cost of Use Fund.
They have a fund
to help people who can't pay their phone bill as a surcharge on everybody's bill.
You know what I just learned? That on any insurance policy in the state of California
you buy,
it's a 2.35% tax. So if you get insurance on your house with a policy worth like $1 million, you're paying $23,500 to the government on a surcharge. There's only six other states that do that, but none of them have state income tax. California gets like, I'm telling you, you pay for the weather here.
How do you continue to live there, Jennifer?
Richie. Where am I going to go? My family's here.
The total of taxes on my Verizon bill, one bill, the bill was $48.10. Taxes are $22.57 out of that.
Unbelievable.
So crazy.
How about that?
And we're dummies. We just sit here and take it.
I mean, in Massachusetts, the same thing. New York's the same thing. You'll find many states, especially on either coast, not in the middle of the country, but on either coast, man, are they expensive.
That's why I can't go back to my beloved Maryland, because it's just crazy there.
All right, Dr. Joy Brown, if you're worrying a lot, she's going to help you in a moment here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morning win.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. So suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, with Dr. Joy Brown, who's on the air live every day from noon until 3 East Coast time. You can reach her, find where she is. Just listen to the program at drjoy.com. Dial 855-99-DR-JOY with your problem. She'll address it on the air. So my problem today is how to stop worrying. It seems that it would be easy to do this.
It's not.
To put a stop loss on worry, in a manner of speaking. I believe I've been told that worry is fear-based thinking and nothing more. I try to get it out of my mind, out of my reality. I think most people try to get a grip on fear and or worrying, and I wondered how you looked at this, Joy.
Okay. Well, I think you're correct. That worry almost by definition is negative. And it's about things that haven't happened yet that you anticipate either you're not going to have any control over and they're going to turn out badly.
But most of the things, like 99% of what we fear, never happens.
Exactly so. All right. So that's one of the things to tell your head. Your stomach may not go along so quickly. So here's some steps to kind of bolster that. Number one, I think if people figure out what's worst case scenario, but give me an example of something you're worrying about. Health, money.
You talking about me?
Tell me something.
Keep going. You got two right there.
What else you got?
I have a problem with my back that's really bothering me, and I heard some things yesterday that really bothered me about what it means.
My back is bothering me. So what's worst case scenario? Worst case scenario is cancer. I know it's cancer. All right. So that's and then you even write these down. The second is it's not cancer. It's a slip disc. But I'll be immobilized. All right, so we look at worst-case scenario. Now, at this moment, your stomach should be feeling horrible because we're really talking about very specific, awful things that happen. All right, so if it's cancer, what's the first thing we do? You go to the doctor and you get a diagnostic test, so we rule that out. And we may be able to rule out ourselves because we may have had a recent physical and say, no, I've had this before, it's the same thing. All right, if we've had it before, is it a slip disc? Well, if it's a slip disc, is it something I have to do something about? What worked in the past? If I've not had it before, can I trace it to something that's already happened? In other words, worry almost by definition is an abstraction. It's a negative abstraction. Something awful may happen. By making it specific, we then know what to do to rule it in and rule it out. And because we've already dealt with worst case scenario, almost everything is going to be less than worst case scenario. And the point is, once we figured out worst case scenario and we figured out what to do with it, that anything less than that is going to be a relief, number one. And number two, even if it's worst case, we figured out a specific plan to both diagnose and to treat.
Got it.
And paper and pencil really help because in the middle of the night at a 4 o'clock, where am I blues? Yeah. We're not going to be real logical and we're going to circle back. So
right,
writing it down, being specific, dealing with worst case. And then I think for most of us, even though we can do all those kinds of things, it doesn't hurt to have an emotional teddy bear that we hold to our heart that says, reminds us of a visualization of something that's been very comforting, whether it's a particular particular event from childhood or a particular meal that we enjoy or an award that we got, something that reminds us that life is good, that basically you have control over things. Also, believe it or not, sometimes reminding yourself of icky things that have happened that you've been able to control or icky things that you've worried about that haven't come. So essentially what we're doing is taking an abstraction, something awful could happen, and making it very specific. And then, because specifics we can always deal with. Abstractions we can never deal with.
Well, and then that's the thing. When I was diagnosed and I was first told it's cancer, there was about 5 or 7 days there between then and when the test came in that you just didn't know. And that was the only time during that whole experience where I was like, oh my God. And then once you find out what it is, cool. Boom. I got a plan. No problem.
Yep. Good for you.
Right. Part of it is almost a superstition. If I believe it's awful, it will happen. And that's not true.
No.
Right.
DrJoy.com for Dr. Joy Brown here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Warren Eckstein, who appear on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Mitzi and Kenny and Jennifer and me. They have all kinds of rescue stories today, things that will make you smile. Our video of the day, as a matter of fact, is a smiler. We'll check it out with Warren in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in a as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
All right, so Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend on hundreds of radio stations all around the country. He has great connections with his listeners because he's connected well to animals. There are a couple of things, videos of the day, last couple of days, Warren, at DougStephan.com. Yesterday, the video of the day, no, it's today's video, Brandy the Surfing Pug. If you follow along here, there's no audio, but it's something you got to see. It's classic stuff.
Pug, I got to go see that.
After a recent snowfall here in Southern California, this dog went snowboarding for the first time. Brandy the Surfing Pug. All these things. People just love, love, love. We have all these things. I have all kinds of...
But speaking of that dog...
I know what it was, Kenny. I asked Kenny if he got in... He got an email with a video from Meredith. We were in we have a physical trainer who works on Charlotte, and there's a water tub. Charlotte goes in on a treadmill in this water tank. So Meredith was there with her camera. She was taking pictures of it, and I thought I sent it along. Well, I asked her to send it to you, Kenny. I don't think that it got through, but it is just the cutest, coolest thing to see Charlotte walking on the treadmill, looking around, and she's up to her neck in water. It's
amazing what hydrotherapy does. It's terrific. Hey, speaking about dress up, did you know that today, January 14th, is National Dress Up Your Dog Day?
No!
And I am horrified because my dog's running around the house butt naked. But
no!
Yeah, he is.
Really?
He is.
What are you going to do about that?
Isn't that cruel to the dogs? Most dogs don't want to wear clothes.
It depends.
Right?
It depends on the dog. Some dogs really love the special attention they're getting, putting on their little clothes, and other dogs absolutely despise it. So I think it really depends on the individual dog. My dogs do run around butt naked, though.
My friend who lives in Denver, she's got these little snow boots that she puts on her dog when she goes out because she gets a little peek-a-poo type thing.
Ah, but see, that's not a bad idea.
Well, that's, yeah.
It keeps the ice from freezing between the paws.
Exactly.
It keeps the chemicals off the feet.
Wait a minute. Richie, it's bad English. My friend, she is not good English. It's my friend.
Shut up.
Get to the next part.
It's good English. Shut up.
No, it's not good English. All right, story at DougStephan.com today about a Chicago animal rescue group said it's taken custody of an 85-pound beagle called Kale Chips, because that's pretty much what the future looks like for this dog.
85-pound beagle. What do they feed him? Bricks?
Look at the picture at DougStephan.com. It's unbelievable. Right, awful. The poor thing. It looks like there's
beagle.
Something wrong with it. The beagle, thought to be 7 or 8 years old, was surrendered this week at Chicago Animal Control. Oh, members of the rescue team had to use a wagon to wheel the beagle out of the shelter to his new home at the rescue center. But you look at that.
Oh, my God. That poor thing is
look
so
at that.
Fat.
Hopefully they'll get the weight off and they'll come around. Yeah, people don't realize that abuse comes in many ways. Sometimes people, they feel guilty, so they stuff food in the dog's mouth.
So what do you do, you just have to not feed the dog so much?
Smaller amounts of food frequently throughout the day. Cut up some carrots. Convince your dog that carrots are made out of liver, and they'll lose the weight in no time at all.
Really?
Walk them.
And
exercise.
Like liver spray.
Warren Eckstein. Check out WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.